Thank you and good morning. A U.S. deputy marshal located and then contacted a man wanted for the murder of 35-year-old Jeff Settler, who was killed at his remote property near Laytonville last weekend. 24-year-old Zach Worcester from New Jersey turned himself in after a warrant for murder and robbery was issued in his name. Worcester was also wanted on drug warrants out of New Jersey and is being held without bail in Mendocino. Detectives have added two more people to the list of those also wanted in connection with the murder and released details on two cars connected to the case. Those vehicles, a 2005 Volvo station wagon and a 1990 Honda, were used by the suspects to flee the scene. And at least one of the suspects, Gary Fitzgerald, has ties to Southern Humboldt. Another man named on the list, Michael Kane, is listed as a missing person out of New York State. Officials from the city of Rio Dell were joined by state and federal officials at a groundbreaking ceremony to mark the start of construction on a metropolitan well project that will use local groundwater as a backup water source for the city. Currently, Rio Dell gets its water from the Eel River, and concerns over impacts from ongoing drought, although not as severe on the north coast as in the rest of the state, have led to the project, and the wells will serve during any drought-related emergency. The million-dollar project was funded with state and federal grant funds, along with $57,000 from the city's Capital Project and Water Fund. Members of the state's largest public employees union, the SEIU, have voted to approve a strike at Cal State and University of California campuses if ongoing talks with state officials fail to realize an agreement. The sticking point is yearly wages, and union representatives maintain that any promised raises over 4 years would be eaten by an equal increase in employment contributions to retirement health care plans. Union leaders have also said there is a significant pay gap between men and women that need to be addressed. Currently, 13 bargaining units with the union are working on contracts that expired in April. Union members, some 95,000 engineers, librarians, administrative staff, and medical staff, have voted to strike if a deal is not reached. Jordan Christmas has news from Caltrans.
Highway 299 near Big French Creek is expected to remain closed throughout the weekend and into next week, according to officials from Caltrans District 1. Monday night, the road was shut down after a rock slide spilled more than 10,000 cubic feet of debris across the roadway 5 miles west of Burnt Ranch in Trinity County. Road crews hope to have the road open at least partially by next Wednesday, and during this time, motorists are advised to seek alternate routes.
Thank you, Jordan. The city of Eureka reminds residents that nighttime work to be performed on Harris Avenue today and tonight will mean lane closures, traffic delays, and detours. Work crews are finishing the last of the Mad River Pipeline project, and work will be performed overnight tonight and into tomorrow morning. Work crews are replacing a pipe that was first laid down early in the last century as part of water system improvements. The pipeline connects to the water treatment center and is the main water source for the city. In addition, Eureka Public Works continues construction work in Opera Alley in Old Town. Residents can expect traffic delays, parking restrictions, and street closures. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Carlotta Volunteer Fire Department showed off its new, if gently used, engine last week when it made its maiden run to a traffic collision on Highway 36 on Veterans Day. That truck, along with other necessary equipment, is part of the process of providing funding to a very important public safety resource, local volunteer fire departments. Supervisor Rex Bone spoke about the impact Measure Z is having and how that much-needed money is being used for all sorts of equipment, from basic turnouts to radios to fire trucks and even buildings.
Kind of funny, I tell everybody, we increased the budget of the Sheriff's Department with Measure Z about 13.5%. Of the DA's office, I think, is 11% with the money. I break those down. Our local volunteer fire departments, about 1,000% over what they get. So they've been able to buy new safety equipment, both wildlands and regular firefighting gear. There's new trucks coming.
In addition to the funding for local fire, Measure Z has also allowed the Sheriff's Office to provide staffing and deputies to the underserved areas of the county, and that comes with the hiring of new deputies.
We've got a little bit left over. We're getting sheriffs. We've got, I think, 5 or 6 sheriffs in this next academy. So we'll be getting young good deputies coming out. We opened a station in Willow Creek. Garberville is staffed. We have a resident deputy in Bridgeville. Billy Hansel and Sheriff Downey are basically putting people out on the road.
You can listen to Supervisor Rex Bone talk shop and talk Measure Z by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information,